This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch. Meteorologists across the country and broadcast in other industries are buzzing that St. Louis University is ending its meteorology degree program. Graduate and Fox 2 reporter Mark Zinn says a letter went out from the department chair saying current students should be able to finish, but the major is being phased out. SLU is one of the top-tier atmospheric science schools. Michael Calhoun found out why from SLU graduate and Metro East native National Fox Weather Network's Stephen Morgan.
Yeah, I was shocked to hear the news. Actually, it's pretty unfortunate, especially given how small the weather community is. And there's, without a doubt, a sense of pride knowing that I graduated from SLU and able to talk to people about that. But when I look at just the weather community as a whole, there's several different branches. I mean, you have the broadcasting route, which was the path that I chose, but you also have research, and SLU was such a great, the MET program had such a great research program because of mainly SIPS, which I think launched back in 2007. It's a forecasting tool that is used by a lot of forecasters, and it stands for Cooperative Institute for Precipitation Systems. And without getting too much into the weeds, it helps look at a forecast and allows us as forecasters to reference past events that look similar to, you know, an approaching storm. And so you can gain a lot of knowledge. And in fact, it's been highlighted with the American Meteorological Society, the National Weather Association. So the AMS, the NWA, I mean, it's a well-known tool that forecasters can use. So I know when we look at, oh, the weather, it's in a way gotten dumbed down by us just saying, well, you can just go to your phone app and check the forecast, but there's so much involved. And SLU, without a doubt, the MET program was a leader in that type of research. So it's hard to hear and take that news today that SLU's going to be closing the doors at in O'Neill Hall, right?
Like when you think of journalism, you think of the University of Missouri among, you know, maybe, you know, a half dozen other institutions. But is SLU kind of one of the top tier, better recognized schools for this?
I'd say yes. St. Louis University, it's a prestigious school. There are a couple. You have the University of Illinois that also has an atmospheric program. Of course, you'd mentioned Mizzou, Mississippi State. Some of these universities really emphasize the broadcast side, which is, I mean, obviously the communication side is most important, saving lives and property, but we're only as good as the tools that we use. And it's disheartening because without that type of research and just pushing ahead with the science, you lose the impact that a potential storm could have. And honestly, my experience has been when I bring up St. Louis University, the meteorologists that I work with, even here in New York, there have been a couple of them that have said, oh, SLU, because of SIPS, C-I-P-S, and that's always a conversation starter. Admittedly, it is in the weeds because it's very sciencey, but that was why SLU was such and is such a great university for me to get my education, because even though I chose the broadcasting route and I'm not going to talk about SIPS every day, the fact that people knew about it and that there were presentations and papers that referenced SIPs, that's really all you need to know. It's a very important and vital part of the weather community.
Do you think Weather Service might pick up some of the research and the coordination and the systems that SLU has been shepherding?
Yeah, I think it would help. It would certainly help further the science, because when it comes to the tools that we use on a daily basis, obviously we go to forecast models, and a lot of our weather apps that are used are derived from those forecasting methods. But there's still something about having a human look at a forecast. And the National Weather Service, for example, when we have had past really winter storms, that's when I know what SLU has created with SIPs. That's when I hear the buzz around SLU, and they are referenced in area forecast discussions, which are these technical discussions that are put out by the National Weather Service. And so they do really help prepare a forecast and show what could be a possible scenario. And I think that's what gives at least forecasters the confidence to say, yeah, this is what we could see. This is a possible scenario. But as far as, you know, how we get our forecasts and what we see going forward, it's kind of a double-edged sword, because there are a lot of people, so many names, I mean, in the St. Louis community too, that were SLU graduates and have continued pushing ahead with the science, even if that means being in the broadcasting field. I think of just my own class that I graduated with. There's a forecaster that works in Dallas. We've got a forecaster at the St. Louis National Weather Service office, a professional storm chaser who takes groups out on these tours to understand the science and get the thrill of chasing storms. I mean, even locally, Chris Higgins, a SLU grad, someone that I grew up watching. I mean, SLU is, I mean, certainly in St. Louis, but across the country, such an integral part of the weather community, even though it might not always be highlighted, because we're a small bunch of people.
Well, Stephen, just a little bit on your background and how you made it to Fox Weather.
Yeah, I was raised in the St. Louis area, Metro East, from Collinsville, Maryville, Illinois. Went to Collinsville High School. And my first job out of college was in Springfield, Missouri. So I landed a job in the Ozarks. It was actually launched by Koppler Communications, which they're based in St. Louis, Ted and Bob Koppler. And they gave me my first career in news and weather. And I worked there for about 4.5 years before I moved to Houston, Texas. There was an opportunity to move to Houston, and I saw it was a big city. Although, admittedly, I really wanted to get back to St. Louis and work in the St. Louis market, I took the job in Houston, and happy that I did. There were plenty of weather stories to cover. In fact, shortly after I moved there, Hurricane Harvey hit the Texas coastline, and that was one of my big first assignments. And it was a devastating storm, but it certainly played into my interest in weather and being able to track storms. So I spent about 4 years in Houston before Fox Weather launched, and then moved up here to New York. And I probably have the most pride when it comes to my roots in St. Louis. I love the Midwest.
That's Michael Calhoun with Fox Weather meteorologist Stephen Morgan.